single, 4 minutes to save the world.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that the clip mm-hmm. is really quite incredible. Can you tell me about it? You're a superhero.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm a superhero in it, but basically the storyline is that Justin and I are kind of walking, we're running. Did you ever see that Nike advert where, like, there's a guy and a girl, they're running, they're sort of, like, racing each other, and they keep checking each other out?
Yeah.
So we've adopted those personalities, but we're walking and running and dancing through everyday life, through people's living rooms, through car dealerships, through the supermarket, through the bathroom, through an office building, and we're passing people. And as we run through life, basically the world is slowly coming to an end behind us, right? So this sort of black graphic void is kind of eating up and devouring the world, and we're trying to run away from it
mm-hmm.
and take people with us and have a good time. So I think the theme of the video is basically the world's coming to an end, but we're going to have a good time, damn it.
Yeah. And did you have fun making it?
Oh, yeah. But it was really hard work. Oh, we rehearsed for a week, and we shot, you know, the last night of shoot, that day of shooting was 22 hours, and a lot of dancing and jumping and running and throwing ourselves around, and I was kind of physically
exhausted.
Yes.
Do the kids like to dance at home?
My kids?
Yeah.
They love to dance.
Do they?
Yeah. I have three fabulous dancing children.
Actually, I bought them gifts.
Oh, that's nice.
I did. I bought the musical instruments from Australia.
Oh, really?
So there's a didgeridoo.
Okay, good. We like those.
We'll put those down there. And I also got a couple of boomerangs. However, I have been warned that they can be used as weapons, so you've got to be careful with those. Because they come back,
of course. Scared to give those to my sons.
And clapping sticks.
Wow, David will like that.
He will.
Yeah, good.
And
thank you.
Because I know, too, you've done quite a bit of percussion as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
And guitar.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with
Where's my guitar? You didn't bring me a present.
That's it. I'll speak to the producer about that.
Okay.
It's been said that this new album of yours will define trends in music over the next 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
When you're putting an album together, is that something that you're aware of, or do you just concentrate and do your thing?
I always consciously pick artists or songwriters or producers that I think are pushing the envelope and doing interesting things, so I hope I'm doing the same thing while I'm working with them. But once you begin working in the studio, you're not really intellectualizing, oh, is this cutting edge, is this interesting? You're just letting it happen and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, this time you've co-written some tracks with Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you like about JT's style?
I like his phrasing when he writes music. He's very musical in his writing. I like his approach. He's very easy, doesn't take himself too seriously, but takes his job seriously. So I think I like working with him because he's playful, but at the same time he's really professional.
How do you generally feel before an album is released? Are there nerves? Is there a sense of apprehension, or is it excitement?
Both. All of the above.
And have you got a good feeling about this album? Because I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited about it, you know, but also every time you make a record or you do anything, any work, you always think, oh, God, I hope people like it. So there's that, too.
Do you test it out on friends and family? Do you
definitely.
Yeah.
Play it for my kids, play it for my husband, play it for my friends. Yeah.
And what sort of feedback do you get from them?
Well, everybody always likes different things, so it's a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll, you know, argue about what their favorite song is. So it's interesting.
Can I tell you which one my favorite
is?
Yes,
please do.
Miles Away.
Yes.
Nearly Made Me Cry.
That's my daughter's favorite song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because it is easier to say, I love you.
6,000 miles away, see? And you're married to a Brit, right? So you probably had a bit of a long distance thing first, right?
Yeah.
Was it a nightmare?
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote that song for you.
God, I love you. No, you had a big UNICEF fundraiser in New York recently.
Yeah.
It's around when Fashion Week was on, and it was an amazing turnout of people.
Yeah,
there.
It was amazing. Great.
How does it make you feel when you can call those favors in from friends and get so much publicity for such a great cause?
I felt good because I felt like there was a sense of community, not only in the fashion business, but also in the entertainment business, that, you know, when you need people's help and you need people to show up, they do want to show up and help you, which is great.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
And Gwyneth really was funny.
Love her. She's great.
She was funny. She said, when Madonna asks you, you go.
Sweet.
You've been married now for 7 years. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you what the secret is to a successful marriage, especially when there is so much travelling involved.
Learn to write good letters. Yeah. Learn to say you're sorry, even when it wasn't your fault. And communication. Develop good communication skills. Mm-hmm.
I heard you say that on Parkinson, actually. Learn to say you're sorry even when you're not...
Even when you don't think it was your fault.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use that, definitely.
Yeah.
And in your song, Heartbeat, the lyrics say, you know, when I dance, I feel free, and when mm-hmm. I dance, I feel beautiful. Do you mm-hmm. still feel like that? Do you still
Absolutely.
Dance?
Absolutely. Love to dance.
And where do you dance? Away from the office? I mean, off the set?
Parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always dance at parties. In fact, 2 nights ago, I had a party, and I danced for hours.
Did you?
Yes.
What are your thoughts about touring Australia? Any ideas?
Yes. Yes, we've been talking about it. I know. I haven't been there in a while. Don't beat me up about it. I know. I need to go there. I'm very grateful to my fans in Australia. So if you promise to throw lots of parties for me, I might show up.
We can absolutely throw you a party.
What city do you live in?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we would love to see you down there. But, I mean, how to get ready for a tour, a world tour, I imagine would just be...
I'm tired already.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that just the most exhausting thing in the world?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
We would love to see you in Australia.
Okay.
Anytime. Come for a holiday.
All right.
If you like it, it's yours.
Okay.
You can
I can have it?
Okay,
but you owe me a guitar.
I owe you a guitar, I do.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You come down. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.